Meanwhile, it's a good place to say Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Hallelujah. Hebrews 6. Beginning from verse 13. We need to approach the year with utmost sensitivity, because so much is at stake. There are grounds that the enemy had covered for a very long time, and because of the heat of corporate intercession that has arisen, even without a fight, he has decided to let go. So we need to enter into heritages and promises that God has offered us a long time ago. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13. The Bible says, for when God made covenant, made promise to Abraham, because he could not swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely, blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men do swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. When God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge, to lay hold upon the hope set before us. It's needful for us to understand a few things quickly, because only men of covenant will survive it in this season. Only men, the ordinary Christian, will be used, because the year is going to manifest many unexpected calls, many sustain some form of assurances. We will need a covenant. Now, so the Bible says, when God made promise to Abraham, is it the God of the Bible? If the God of the Bible should come to you and say, okay, I'm going to bless you, because of his fidelity, you don't need any additional effort from him to prove that he's going to bless you. The problem has never been with God. The problem has always been with us. And I'd like you to see the commitment that God is willing to make in order for us to operate within the safety net of a covenant arrangement. Hallelujah. Once upon a time, a young man was going for youth service, and he came to my office and said, I'm about to leave for youth service in one of the states in the east. And he came for prayer. I said, it is easy for me to do the political prayer that people come to seek from pastors. The political one, the type that the guy was looking for, just to rise up from my table and say, oh God of all the earth, bring salvation to your servant. Cause the good of the land in that place where he would dwell to respond to him. That's what he was looking for. But because of the mercy that God has shown me in the understanding of the counsel of God, though that was what he was looking for, that is not what he needed. So I told him, the way to do this thing is to go to God and secure a promise from him. You know, the Bible says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. That's not all. He said, believe also in his prophets. so shall he prosper. So prosperity is committed to the prophet to give. But you need to secure God's commitment first. It will ensure that you are established. And I'm going to explain what it means to be established in the light of that scripture. Because many of you that are into business have interpreted that scripture to mean that my business will prosper. It's a lie. He said, believe in the Lord your God, so shall he be established. The thing about God is this. If you want to begin to profit with God, one of the things God gives you in order for you to profit with him is called wisdom. And the ingredient that is in wisdom that makes it an item of profit is that he has capacity to give direction. But the Bible says that wisdom is profitable to what? You might be in a congregation like this and there are three ladies that are serving God, laboring for God, and you want to get married. And you like three of them, don't you? Yeah. Why are you from the confusion that comes when there are numerous assortments? You, as a human being, you have the ability to marry. Are you following? But you now discover that even though you have the ability to marry, you need another technology that is beyond your current human ability to receive direction as to which one what would be exactly what you need to prosecute the will of God for your life. That's not a function that your wisdom from mathematics class. Are you with me? And are you here? And in view of the fact that you have ability in terms of money, that ability can become the reason why you will make the wrong choice. So the Bible says, when you seek the Lord your God, he takes you beyond human wisdom and takes you into divine wisdom. And from the perspective of divine wisdom, he shows you which among the three, and sometimes it might not even be any of them. It doesn't mean problems will not come. But if problems come and you go back to God because he was involved, he will show up. Is it so difficult for you to switch off your phone before you enter there? If I strike one of you now, you will say he's a wicked man. I've told you that it tampers with my sensitivity. This ringtone, it tampers with my sensitivity. That's the only weakness I have. How many? Over 14 years I've been saying that. I will report all of you to God this night if you are involved in that. Let me continue. Moses said, if your presence will not go with us, do not take us hence. What was it that Moses knew? God now said, all right. My presence will go with you and I will give you rest. So the secret to rest, to establishment, is the presence of God. And the only way the presence of God can be with you is that the idea, the agenda you are pursuing came from him. You understand that? So he said, believe in the counsel of the Lord thy God. And the fact that you are running with the counsel of the Lord thy God guarantees that you will find rest. You will be. You know, a lot of things are the motivations that is responsible for the speed of many people. And if it is not the Lord, his presence will not be with you. Just like his presence was with Joseph, even in prison. Circumstances around him and then add quietly, but the presence, but God was what? And if God is with you as a guardian, it doesn't matter the circumstances that seeks to attempt to manipulate your outcome, your destiny. Destiny will be far away from the reach of Satan. And the very situations that are orchestrated to manipulate your possibilities will become the springboard that will bring you into lamplight. And that is a possibility if God is with you. So I told the young man, you go seek the face of God and get a promise from him. Get him to speak to you. Because your insurance policy is tied to his own utterance to your life. So I dispatched him. He didn't look so happy, but I've told him the truth. Meanwhile, I was not short of utterance to generate a seemingly spiritual prayer that will generate goosebumps on his body. But I know he will and tamper with the waters of heaven and to secure the counsel of God. Then when he has done that, let him come and meet the prophet. Went for some time. Then he came back and said, God didn't speak to him, but God gave him a scripture. I said, you see, you have a ready-made concept of God's speaking. The challenge that the average Christian has is that it confuses the spectacular for the supernatural. Right? You know, the reason why I'm celebrating, because I'm celebrating, is because I've resigned. And the implication of that is we'll be able to sit down and study the Bible. Very meticulous. I've started the studies that will. I've started generating lectures already. Right? So I will do that for day and night for some time, and get some matter that will help us navigate with God seamlessly without obstruction. The spectacular is not necessarily supernatural. You know, when Elijah was in that cave, he was looking for direction. He saw earthquake. You know, he looks, there's some charisma in it. The rocks are rattling. This is Jehovah, Jehovah power. The voice of God, the presence of God was not there. You see, so there is a temptation to confuse the spectacular for supernatural. And the reason why it's called supernatural is that its source is not from the natural realm, but it masquerades as though it is natural. See, something mighty, something thunderous from God's heart might alight upon your heart like a thought. Right? But the difference between that thought and the thought that comes from your soul is that you can't knock that thought away. The difference between that thought and the thought that comes from your soul is that if you think about the thought, generated it, it came in isolation of circumstances and situations. And for those of us that have trained our spirits a little, when you find something inside of your ecosystem that you are not sure whether it's from God or not, you allow the music man. Then when you are worshiping God, you will lose sight of you. Everything about you will be suspended. It's only that which is of God that will still be resonating. So you can test. That quiet voice is the place where the hand of the Lord is. Are you with me? So he said God didn't speak, but he received a scripture. I said, okay, well, what is the scripture? And the scripture read, and the barrel, for the barrel of meal shall not waste, and the cruse of oil shall not fail until God brings rain upon the earth. I said, that scripture you say God didn't speak. That scripture is what the content is, his communication to you. He said, okay, I should explain the scripture. I said, I'm not God. I'm not the one that gave you. Is that directive received from God, that promise you received from God, is not a Bible study item. It's not something I will put in the software of my teaching anointing and then analyze. No, leave it like that. That one is an utterance. It's not doctrine. All right. When the guy went to the east, let's assume it's one of the states. I think Abia also. He got first class. Sorry. A1 in mathematics when he was in secondary school, read engineering, and he did very well. So he's a master of mathematics. So when he went there, he saw that there was no mathematics knowledge in all the schools in that place. So he started, apart from his primary assignment, started teaching mathematics, and he can break it down into spare parts. So the people took a liking for him, and when they come for mathematics class, they bring gallons of oil. And his oil that word was literal. He didn't need Bible study to understand it. He needed to experience those days, and then he will see the meaning of that word. When his palm oil wants to finish, because he has one bottle where he turns the thing. When he's about to turn the last one, it's about to turn, it's remaining two tons, two bottles, two. And the cruise of oil never failed. The day he successfully turned the last was passing out parade. Then he came to his mind. You know, the Holy Ghost will bring to your remembrance. Ah! You get it? Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe also in his prophets, and you shall prosper. Because it is possible for you to receive a counsel from God, and on Onitsha Bridge you will have an accident and die. It is in the prophet's hand for you to prosper. He has a word, but he died. There's only people that are living that can see the fulfillment of the word of God. It's just like somebody is destined to be king. He dies as a prince. His possibilities died with him. So you need a prophet to guarantee that you prosper, that you. You understand that? You are not wasted. The Bible says when God made promise to Abraham, that means Abraham was able to come to a point where he received a promise from God. That's a good place to be. And you know, whether you like it or not, our God will not fail. But the problem that Abraham had was the problem of believing that God was a God of fidelity. Because he had not yet interfaced with God enough to know that God was faithful. So giving Abraham a promise alone was not sufficient. Abraham needed more than just a promise for him to navigate with. Are you still with me? So because God saw the difficulty that Abraham had in believing him, in trusting his fidelity, in trusting the fact that he was trustworthy, God went a step further. He went beyond, and I'd like you to understand the implication of that. By cutting a covenant with Abraham, what God was doing was that he was reducing his rights. He was limiting himself. Oh, you're not here. Now, yes. Wait, I'm coming. Sixteen say, for men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, he confirmed it with an oath. You see, in order for God to show you that he cannot change his mind on this matter, he went further to cut a covenant with him. He went further to swear. You know, God doesn't need to swear, because if you know him, he's a God of fidelity. The promise was enough, but Abraham was not trusting God's ability. So God went a step further. All right, I'm going to swear. And there are two things that makes it impossible for me to change my mind. The promise I just gave you. Number two, the oath of confirmation. So God had to step into the sociology of men. Because the Bible says men, for men, no, when you give an oath of confirmation, it's an end of all strife. It's not for God, though, for men. So God came into man's context and decided to use man's rules in order to secure Abraham's trust and faith, which was a needed ingredient that Abraham had to bring to the table in order for God's sovereignty to go to work on his behalf, for him to show him that he was not restricted by space and limited by time. The issue that was in context here was whether it was possible for Abraham's dead body to bring forth, whether it was possible for Sarah's womb that was confirmed a dry land, a Sabbath had been declared on her womb, and in the process of time she was also hit by menopause. Barrenness plus menopause was her situation, and Abraham needed something that was much more than talk, and God had to take the step further to swear, and so that by two immutable things wherein it is impossible to lie, we may have a strong consolation. So the reason for which God entered into the covenant arrangement was not because he was afraid that he will become unfaithful. The reason for the covenant arrangement was to help Abraham believe. Because as far as he was concerned, the promise was sufficient. For people that are navigating with God, right, that know God, the promise is sufficient for them. They don't need any extra proof. With that promise, they know that God cannot break his word. Just like he came to the understanding of that young man that, at the end of the day, the cruse of oil did not fail. I came to instruct us. The instruction that I want to give us is the same instruction I gave to Youth Copper. This year is full of many unexpected calls. You will need a person. This is that level of service that a pastor cannot give you. All right? And I admit my limitations at this point. Each and every one of us, we need to go to God and hear him. Because this year is full of strange calls. Now, somebody's getting me wrong. Because what you are hearing is that this year is worse than last year. No, that's not what I'm saying. It's not worse than last year. In fact, it's a recovery year. And it will recover fastest in the last quarter. I'm not permitted yet to speak to you prophetically. I'm not permitted. The time has not come. Maybe towards the end of the month when we do the contact, I will be allowed. I'm not lacking utterance in terms of what the year holds. I want you to understand that. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. But I've not been given the permission to speak yet. All right? You know, the last time I prophesied was, this kind of prophecy was 2019. Remember? Did you check the list of the prophecies? You can go and check it. Then 2020, he didn't allow me to prophesy. So I don't know if he will allow me now. So. But, are you there? All right. I'm just giving you some tips that will help you, you know, advancement during the course of the year. I'm telling you what I told the youth couple. You need to secure a personal word from God. When you have secured it, which a prophet will come and ensure that you prosper. Exactly. So that's the reason for this fasting, is so that you can secure a personal, sure word from God a commitment from God. And this dimension of operation is beyond the pay grade of the pastor. It is something that your spirit will have to search into the depths of God to isolate the counsel of God for your life. Is that clear? Hallelujah. So every one of us will need to, it might come like a scripture, it might come like a song. I fasted for 7 days, 14 days to go for an invitation that I had. And then, in my own opinion, God didn't speak. So we're traveling for 2 hours to the place of the event. And a song that I never sang began to flow in my spirit. And the wordings were, "Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors." I didn't know that that was the answer to my prayer. And when we went there, demons were everywhere. You don't understand what I'm doing. You see, there was no strand of the presence of God on the field. It was locked like hammer. Meanwhile, we got some first-class kind of music ministers, those ones that are very popular, to come help us with the atmosphere. They sang off key. Sang off key. The song was dead, and they didn't know. Then I found out God's response to me was not a message. He gave me a prayer point. I was not sensitive to know that he answered. So when it dawned on me that that was what God was saying all along, then I had just 15 minutes and I prayed a 15-minute prayer. "Lift up your head, O ye gates, be thou lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory." Then I was invited to the pulpit. And that my prayer, he moved the spirits. I was reading scripture when people began to fall. You know, just reading the Bible. If I tell you other things that happened, you will not believe. Because I preached that message in ABU Zaria. There was rain at the gate. There was no rain where I was preaching. Then the rain on that place where I was preaching, outdoor, stopped. But it was still raining heavily at the gate. That was what one of my sons, you people like so much, saw, that he gave his life to Christ that day. But I will not mention the... He saw that one. He said, okay. He's a great preacher of the gospel now. But that was what he saw, that he surrendered. When God gives you a feedback, it can come like a song, it can come like a scripture, it can come like a short sentence, it can come like a vision, it can come like a thought that you cannot run away from. But if you keep pressing, he will give you a feedback. Make sure you get a feedback for this year. Hey, I don't want to talk. Okay, let me give you an idea. The darkness will not go. But God said, in the midst of the darkness, he has set before us an open door. That's why I'm taking you to this point. Go and secure. Only people that have heard from God can see the darkness and despise it, and continue doing what God has told them to do. People will still be dying. But that is not your business. That thing that God has spoken to you, hallelujah, focus on it. And you will make great strides in that which God has told you. In spite of the general situation, the general circumstance. So that's when Abram's viewed what is coming. I was trying to formulate prayer points and to, you know, prepare us with little supplements of teaching that will open our eyes to what is needed for our navigation at such a time as this. All right? So anyone that doesn't have a word from God is going to be a victim of the circumstances. And just like I said, there are going to be many calls. Hallelujah. So that's my exhortation. Now, I'm going to lead us in prayer. Except you don't understand the exhortation, I will add two more scriptures to explain myself much more. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
Amen.
There's darkness, oh. But he said in the midst of the darkness, he has set an open door. Alright, so you will need the commitment of God upon your heart. You will need the word of the Lord. I've received mine anyway. My marching orders are clear, but that's for me. Even if I share it with you, it won't help you. I also received for us as a remnant nation. He says, time for Rehoboth. He gives us room so that we can be fruitful in the land. Because prior to this time, it was Isaac. Strive. Hallelujah. I will invite a preacher to come and preach here. After preaching here, he will call some of the people he preached to and be telling them something evil about him. It was strife for a very long time. When I counted the number of pastors that have stabbed me, there are 16. I mean, not Facebook stabbing them. Not the type they say, your head is like mango on Facebook. I don't even see it. If you normally see it, go and sell ice cream. Sell ice cream, everybody will like it. Not Facebook only. I'm talking about people that I gave covenant. One of these people I gave two cars. Yes, when I gave the second car, I had no car. Because I was on my knees praying when God said, give him. You understand that? I gave him two. One of them was a Jeep. A Jeep I bought. It didn't dash me. I bought that Jeep. And in the place of prayer, God said, give him. That was Isaac. And there was nothing I could do to change it. Because it was the season. And from Isaac, Jacob moved to Sitna. Because in strife is verbal, backbiting, evil speaking, and all of that. Someone will come and the little thing that is happening in your life, the person is intimidated. Meanwhile, God has not started. You understand? My gift is long sight. I can see far. That's my gift. You will not even know. And if I know you don't have my gift, I will not trouble you with the future. If you don't understand what I'm doing, I will not explain. Because I know in the fullness of time, when it begins to happen, you will not say, oh, like many of you did. There were 20 people here when I came one day and said, we are going to network the whole world. People, if you had heard their heart, what they were saying in their heart was, this man needs to see a psychiatrist. That was what... Are you okay? But I saw it. I saw it. I was standing on the globe. And when I spoke, every corner of the earth heard me. Yes, I saw that. He's been arrested. And it came to pass that there was a godly governor. And that governor was my friend. At least that one has not happened now. You will still come here. We'll come here one day. You will still see it. You know, I know the person that is speaking. Yes. So the time for Benue to have the first real governor. All the rest were charlatans. The first real one. This is the time. This is the time. This is the time. He gave me six signs. This is not as if I heard it. Jesus came to me to speak to me. And that was why I was bold about the airport. The airport, the last time, it died in the 80s. But my gift is long sight. But the time has come for the many things about this land. I saw it. It's time now. To go and secure a word from God. The things that will happen will shake people that do not know that by two immutable things it is impossible for God to lie. The effect of God cutting covenant with Abraham was that God wanted him to have a strong consolation. So the tool for navigation in 2021 is a strong consolation. So I've received my own marching orders. I am now a missionary. I'm no longer just your pastor. You will not see me this year because of the marching orders. So anytime I come, we'll begin to do Bible study because I will not be available. Now I'm released to the nations. And I've seen the ones that he wants me to win. God doesn't want me to be a tourist. He wants me to be a missionary. And if you have not heard his voice, you will be wrong, even in what you call breakthrough. I don't serve the God of breakthrough. Because many doors have opened. And God is... You don't understand. I don't want to talk. The people will hear me. Are you with me? I've had all kinds of offers. But my God is not breakthrough. I know his voice and I follow him. There's not every door that you enter. When you begin to know God, you know that what he will reward you for is that you obey his voice. That is to say that there will be numerous assortments of attractions, possibilities. I went beyond breakthrough. Now I serve the voice of God. He said, my sheep, they hear my voice. And they follow me. So I've received my own marching orders. And it's going to be a great storm this year. Great storm. Everywhere we went, Satan tried to stop us. Wanted to go to... Where were we going that time? Okay, to Joss. My top cylinder got burnt. We fixed it while I was preaching. It was functioning, we came back. Now to go to Kaduna. The engine knocked. The engine of a Prado knocked. And the fan caught the battery. I said, how much is the engine? They said, it's 1.1 million. Okay. While I was in Lafayette, somebody gave me 1 million. While I was in Kefi, engine died. What is the cost? 1.1. We packed it, paid the mechanic to continue. And as we were going, I said, Lord, I want to see why the devil is agitated. It was the second night. The way it was on the day of Pentecost, where cloven tongues, I felt the fire on my head, in the center of my head. And I knew that something would be burnt off. There was too much power. There was too much of it. Somebody heard I was a preacher. He heard. I used to hear one. That was the first time he was physically in the meeting. And he's been speechless till this day. God showed me on the second day that there was a gate of revival that opened many years ago in that city. That if we open that gate, revival will go to the north. So on the second day, he showed me the gate and I commanded it to open. That was the reason for that meeting. And that's why. You understand? So the Air Force personnel said, if your problem is on the ground, the things are attacking you, they're on the ground. They now brought their jet. They said, okay, they flew me over. So if they
The things attacking you are on the ground. So let's.
I was in the Air Force jet. And they flew so low, I could see Nigeria. I was just praying. I said, Jesus, we will not be, no, God will liberate us. People were calling me, okay, are you still around? We came for counseling. I said, I moved. Hallelujah. Came again to go for to Ghana. We are paid all the money. Six people are traveling. Did COVID test on Monday. We are traveling on Wednesday. The thing takes 24 hours. Our own will not come out. We waited though. They say, he's coming. So when the time passed, I said, okay, let's go and change the flight till tomorrow. When we entered the office, all of them stood up. They said, you came to our office? I said, okay, where is the flight, the plane? He said, it's there. I said, all right. Manager, come. I said, the man went and delayed the flight until the test came out. Satan didn't want us to go to Ghana. We delayed the flight for how many minutes? About 35 minutes for the last people. I was amazed that we could make it. The man stopped everything. Why did he delay us? We finished preaching. It was not because of the meeting. Then they said, you need to rest. It took me 2 hours to one resort. Very good place. There's a beach. Wonderful landscape. People were running everywhere. Everybody was happy. My children were sleeping. Be burnt off. I said, what are you burning? Everybody's, what are you burning here? What do you want to kill here? We are, everybody is happy. Then the thing increased. I was there for 3 hours. So I knew we would not go until I obeyed him. So I stood up. I began to trace what he wants me to see. Then right there, I didn't know that that was where the fresh water meets with salt water to the ocean. And the altar of voodoo was pitched there. And I spoke to it. Hallelujah. That was why I went there. Because that place was not in the agenda. You know that as I began to address that thing, people began to fall. Demons with two heads stood by my room till 3 o'clock. Raging. Hallelujah. The gate was open. That was not all. Satan still followed us. Prayed in tongues. When we got back to Accra, went to sleep. No sleep. The other people said, okay, they are going. They want to buy Ghana TV. One man was just standing by the road. Like, when their car came, ran into them. And they hit him. You know those things, there are people that they have under their power. Another problem started. But we won. If God had not spoken clearly, when you see the storm, you run away. So you need the word from God. We're going to pray in the next few minutes and ask God to open the eyes of our heart. Oh my God. Open the eyes of my heart so that I can see. He has an instruction for you. He has a word for you. He has something he wants you to know. Tonight, as we set the pace for the fasting, we are asking that it will be a moment, a time of encounters that God would visit with us and open our understanding to what he wants to do with us. Because prayers Many prayers that have been uttered for a long time, God has accumulated the answers and he wants to dispatch the answers. Strange things are going to take place. Strange things. Because of the revival, God will begin to visit governments in Africa. Governments within the five gates of Africa: Nigeria, Ghana, Uganda, Kenya, South Africa. If there is any government in any of these nations I mentioned that is not for God, not for God's agenda, God will have to visit those nations, visit those governments. Can we pray? Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart.
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 You to hear, if only you can incline your ear to him. He wants to speak to you in the language that you will understand. Can you say, "Here am I, speak, for thy servant hears"? That during the course of these days of fasting and prayer for our lives, can you pray? Can you speak, Lord? Speak, Lord. For thy servant hears. Speak, Lord. For thy servant hears. Can you ask that he enlighten the eyes of your understanding, so that you may know what is upon his heart? Shilaboko samahai to preska valu maskeminaya. Braskofela miso se la misko lama. Shaikos kama senimata. Rosika masai to kopre kapakula mateli. Shaklombe samantos keso salabarato minakadia. Abris kofela moseko salantoske. He wants to speak. He wants to utter a promise. He wants to utter his counsel. There is a secret he wants to bring to your notice. Thy servant hear it. Thy servant hear it. Thy servant hear it. Thy servant hear it. The people that have ears to hear will be elevated. Men will experience a change of rank. Capacity will be given out to handle things at various levels. We want to see you as a congregation. We want to see you as a congregation. Saboria presto bella matani. Sempre cosa sale Saboria. Abracama semina sotto la banda banda basso che la. Se la planta va tutti. Now, the Lord just spoke to me now. He said, many of us here have arrived at the fullness. You see, until the day of Pentecost was fully come, there was no manifestation. That many of us have arrived at the fullness. So the moments in which the orchestrations of God will begin is about to start in your life. I remember how many years I prayed for power. I was a simple Bible teacher. And that was the only ability I had from God. I said, Lord, how good will it be if I can wield your power? Oh! Come on, come on, come on. I prayed until I became discouraged and I stopped praying. Then one day he now said, were you not asking me for power? The time has come. I didn't know it was a time. That it was going to be a build up to a certain time. Then the reign of power came and my entire ministry changed. God is saying that the fullness of time has reached for many of us here. The things that God has promised you for a long time will begin to find expression. He said many of us have arrived the day of destiny. The day that all the dealings you had was to bring you to this day. Oh, the Lord is excited. The ancient world, ever true, changing me and changing me. With God, we open up. Oh, let this ancient world. He brings to your remembrance many things that he has spoken that have gone dormant upon your heart. He brings it back to life. Oh. Peter said, this is that which the prophet Joel spake. Many things he told you is about to come into performance. Oh, let it
ancient world in my ancient world, ancient world. The fullness of time has come.
Of time has come. Can you pray and say, Lord, I receive grace to enter. I receive grace to enter. I receive grace to enter. Grace to enter. The fullness of time has come. I receive grace. 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 To enter. To enter. To enter. It's been pending for a long time. But right now, I receive grace. I receive grace. And I enter. I enter. I enter. I enter right now. Soberatos keto menakadia. Endosesos alabros kapalama. I receive grace. Empowerment from your spirit to enter. To enter. I enter. I enter. To what you are orchestrating, the fullness of time has come. So I enter. I enter. I enter. I enter. Oh Lord. Jacombella Sico Prescova Lama Santa Baboria. Mendozeso Salimoco Prescava Kunda Baboria. Maskebo Seketali Comprascava Solimande. Monko Rossi Kabrasketa Makala Brasemina Tali Bokose Kantela. I receive grace to enter. Grace to enter. Grace to enter. Grace to enter. Glory to your name. Glory. Glory to your name. In the name of Jesus. One of the critical themes of this year is revival. You will see all kinds of people giving their life to Christ. People, notorious people, terrible people. they'll be turning over to the Lord. And those that have been playing church suddenly will catch some flames, and a mighty devotion unto the Lord will spring forth. A prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet, upon Shigionoth. O Lord, I heard thy speech and I was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. In thy wrath, remember mercy. The Germans, what God gave them is the technology to make engines. Most of the vessels, and when I say vessels, I'm talking about ships that you have around. It might be a ship from Scotland, but the engine will be from Germany. You must have known, if you compare Mercedes-Benz to some others, you will know that these guys are for engines. When you talk about education, you need center for learning. Oxford, Cambridge, Yale, all of them, you find them there. And tourism into the United Kingdom on the basis of education is the greatest reason why people visit that country. When you talk of technology, maybe computer and computer related, no one can best the Chinese. They are crazy people. But what God gave Nigeria is revival. That's what he gave us. And every time we prospered as a nation, it was because the revival was kindled. It was the SU revival, the revival of the 70s that gave birth to the discovery of oil in Nigeria. It is that oil that we now began to worship that led to our doom. The story of Nigeria cannot be told outside of revival. Just like the wealth that came to the house of Joseph came because Jesus was born. Wise men came from the east with gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. That was the economic support system that occasioned their flight to Egypt. The story of Nigeria, the story of revival. Everyone that rose high in the forefront of the gospel was once upon a time a revivalist. Many of them may have cast it out and they have found other things to build fellowship around. But it always began with a commitment. The reason why God could even trust them in the first place was that there was a commitment to true revival. And this year cannot be separated from the tale of a revival. God is coming back to the land. Yes, he's coming back to the land. So we need to pray the prayer that Habakkuk prayed. He said, I heard thy speech, I was afraid. You came too early, we're still in sin. Confusion. We're still fake people. And you have already come. Hallelujah. They had to do some very accelerated consecration. The prayer point was, revive thy work in the midst of the years. There's a work that began, and that work was funded by revival. There is a work that God began. The texture of a warrior church was beginning to emerge with the rise of Babalola. The warring church was about to awake. He molded the life of a true priest. He was separated unto God until the day he drew his last breath. His life and times left a legacy on the hearts of them that saw him. Another priesthood that was after the type of selfless service was going to awake until a different gospel invaded our land. And when we analyze that gospel, the Nigerian church suffered from it than gained from it. But I don't want to mention the gospel. There was a gospel that came. And the hearts of men were torn from God and turned to things. And that glory, because the glory was intense, it took years for the thing to die. With the hope that before the last strand of death reaches the ground, that God will raise a new priesthood that will desire the things that our ancestors labored for. There's a walk he began. That was the walk that Habakkuk was crying that he'd be revived. Not walks, but walk. Open contest with witches. The kind of authority of Elijah came back. And the witness of the gospel was so powerful that even native doctors became evangelists. Because even if you refuse to convert, nobody will come to the shrine again. So it's no longer marketable because one man came to town. Some came into evangelism by a conviction, some others, but because the business of being a native doctor was no longer working. For any reason why you come to Jesus, he will save you. If you came because your business is failing. And there was massive conversion. Here the name of some of our pastors, you will know that their roots were Islamic. But it was a wildfire revival that made Muslims forerunning preachers of the gospel of Jesus. There was a work that God began that we lost. We settled for buildings and settled for things that men will reckon with. And the glory of God upon our land was lifted. And it took us so many years before we realized that there was death and dryness. He wants to restore. Ayakoma. Oh my God. Revival come. There is a walk. There is a walk. There is a walk. If you serve Jesus genuinely, prosperity will come to you. But you can chase prosperity and never see Jesus. Can we pray and say, revive thy walk? There was a walk you began amidst us. There was a walk you began. There was a walk you began in this land. There was a walk you began. Revive thy walk in the midst of the years. Revive thy walk. Revive thy walk. Revive thy walk. Oh Lord, we ask that you look upon us with mercy. Look upon us with mercy. Look upon us with mercy. Look upon us with mercy, with mercy, with mercy. And revive thy walk. Revive thy walk. Revive thy walk. There was a walk that you were rotting in our nation, in our land. Revive that walk. There was a walk that God was doing in our land. Revive thy walk. Revive thy walk. Revive thy walk. In the name of Jesus.
what he did in the land. Before we break camp tonight, the Lord said to us, like he said to Jacob, prove not. And he said, the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. For every one of you here, I want to say to you that the Lord makes room. Makes room for you. He makes room for you. So that you can be fruitful. So that you can express the heavy deposits of grace that he has bestowed upon your life. Maybe you have asked, oh my God, if you did not intend that I will manifest this grace, why did you give me? He had not made room yet. Because when the Lord makes room, you will be fruitful in the land. Once upon a time, I began to teach apostolic truth. That is after the kingdom of Christ. Many people heard what I was teaching. Liked it, and senior ministers called me and said, young man, this thing you are teaching is good, though, but you are not likely to succeed in ministry because it's not sellable. What is selling now is how to tell people where their blessings are so that they can trace it. People are in a mad hunt for blessings. The gospel of the kingdom has never been sellable. Never. Because what the gospel of the kingdom does is that it gives you a king, and that king begins to regulate your affairs. Whereas previously your life was a broad path, the king makes it a narrow way. The options with him are not many. He will knock off fornication. He will knock off crookedness. And then he begins to instill the scepter of righteousness. That is what makes for an everlasting kingdom. They said this thing won't sell. It's true, but it will not go far. Because people are looking for their blessings. That can be true if the Lord has not made room. But it came to pass that the monarch of Zion, the great monarch, he began to make room. And that which previously was not sellable became the tone of the revival that he was bringing on the continent of Africa. The Lord has made room for us. We shall be fruitful in the land. Hallelujah. In fact, if not for COVID, right? You know, some nations are shut down. If not for COVID, I will only be in Nigeria for 2 months.
But COVID has helped to reduce my movement. That which was not sellable, when the Lord made room, there was no human strength to meet the demand. Rehoboth, He makes room for you now. He makes room. You've been a skillful man. You've been someone that is good at what you do, but there is no ground for expression. You have not been given room. But in the days of Rehoboth, He makes room. You are a good lady, and you've been good, humble, but marriage has not smiled on you. But I tell you, in the day in which we live, the Lord makes room. He makes room. He makes room. Now, it is one thing for the Lord to make room. He said, the Lord has made room for us. We will be fruitful in the land. You see, there are two things. God made room, and then you will be fruitful. So I am telling you that right now, God has not it about you. Can you ask Him? That all the shapes of your fruit, all the virtue that He has deposited in your heart will manifest as fruit for the Lord has made room. Now you are empowered to bear fruit. That your life will no longer be dry without any expression of the manifold grace of God that you have received. The Lord has made room for us, so we shall be fruitful in the land. The Lord has made room. The Lord has made room. The Lord has made room. He makes room for you. He makes room for you. He makes room for you. Room to accommodate your destiny. Room to accommodate your calling. Room to accommodate your endowment. Room to accommodate your talent. The Lord makes room. He makes room. He makes room for you. He makes room for you. He makes room for you. We shall be fruitful in the land. We shall be fruitful in the land. We shall be fruitful in the land. Akasemina Korea, Jekompela Basketo Preska Vande Moskilia, Milanso Selo Copresca Vasuma, Precote Kenzo Sani Campre, Shamakanda Baboria Skebokota. It is time for fruitfulness. It is time for your voice to be heard. It is time for grace to speak. For the Lord, we shall be fruitful in the land. In the name of Jesus, as you make room for us, as you move out the tent pegs to create capacity, allowance, grant that everyone under the sound of my voice will be fruitful in the land. In the name of Jesus Christ, let everyone under the sound of my voice be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Be fruitful. Be fruitful. Be fruitful. There might be an anointing on your life, and you have been about that which you believe the Lord has called you to do. You have not seen fruit. I say, be fruitful. Amen. Be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Amen. That is part of our heritage. This year, fruit will come forth in the place where there has been quietness, silence, inability, no opportunity for expression. God makes room so that that which is he has loaded you with, suddenly there will be a demand for it. Such a demand that you cannot meet because it is excessive. The Lord has made room for us. We shall be fruitful in the land. So you are welcome to 2021.
Yeah. Indeed, it's a great year that the Lord has ushered us into, and we will be fruitful in the room he has made for us. Amen. Please let the offering baskets go round. If you are following us online, you will do well to cast your offering in the account provided on the text box and also displayed on the screen. The fasting has commenced today. It will run for the next 30 days. And in the course of these 30 days, we will be meeting every day of the fast by 4 p.m. to pray and set the coordinates for this year. So tomorrow, Tuesday, we will be here again. And we'll keep meeting like that every day, including Saturdays and Sundays. Every day, 4 p.m., we will be here in God's presence. Also, to let you know that the first contact for the year, for this month of January, which is usually our prophetic verses, is going to be coming up on the 22nd to the 24th of this month of January. Hallelujah. Normally, our monthly conferences, which we call contacts, come up the last weekend of the month. But for this month of January, the very, very strategic first contact for the year is not going to be on the last weekend, but it will come up 22nd to the 24th of January. You will do well to take note of that day and begin to plan for it. Also, to let us know that our ministry Bible school, the RCN Bible Seminary, or ADULAM as we call it, registration is still ongoing for the first session of 2020. As many as desire to be enrolled in this great opportunity for kingdom training and development, you will do well to go online and get yourself registered at adulam.ng. Adulam is ADULAM.ng. When you go there, all the basic information you need are provided. And if you have further questions, there are phone numbers of the help desk on the page. You will either call, send SMS, or send WhatsApp, and they will be happy to help you with any further inquiries you have. The registration actually closed in December, but because of several cries, it had to be extended. The late registration without any extra fee has been extended to the 15th of this month of January. 15th of January, that is when the last registration is going to close for this first session. The school will resume on the 22nd. So the school, because of the contact, originally the school was to resume on the 22nd, but we are going to shift resumption by one extra week, which is going to be the 29th of January. Classes are going to commence the very first week of February. So you will do well to ensure that you get yourself registered before the registration closes. At the end of the service tonight, right now, if I mention whoever you came to service with and move to the pastor's office behind, and wait for me. As you hear your name, just make your way there immediately. Sister Peace, Pastor Gabriel Adai, Pastor Anjorin, Pastor Adeto Kings, Pastor Philip B., Mrs. Halilu, Bro Felix Adangu, Bro Wisdom, Bro Freeman, Bro Jide Bakari, Bro James Audu, Bro Oswald Ikechi, Bro Smith Sunday, Bro Usman Jacob Amer, Bro Nathan Igbe, and Bro Chukwuma Eke. Can we rise up as we bring this meeting to a close? Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. So if you heard your name, please kindly move immediately to the pastor's office. Thank you.